Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Joining me again today is Larry Middendorf. He is the CBMC Lincoln Area Director for Christian Business Men's Connection. Larry, welcome again.
Yeah, thank you, Karen. It's great to be here today.
Well, I love the mission of CBMC. It's to present Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord to business and professional men. And it's about discipleship, too. Tell us, what are CBMC's distinctives?
Yeah, as I mentioned yesterday, it had a foundation based on prayer and reaching out to others in the community and the business community that don't know Jesus Christ as Savior. So one of the distinctives is prayer and evangelism, reaching others with the gospel. And then once a person does become a Christian, how do we help develop and equip them to carry out the Great Commission and reach other business people?
I love those distinctives because they're so important. You know, people in the public square, in the marketplace, really influence what type of culture we have. And we don't want to eliminate Christian business people from our communities, do we?
No, definitely not. And part of what we do is reach out to business owners and leaders. And if you think of the power and influence that a business owner can have on his employees as well as those he interacts with, and specifically for that, we have peer advisory groups for business owners and leaders.
Well, just as you were founded during the Great Depression, we are facing COVID-19 and every business in America has been impacted. And so CBMC is stepping up and you are calling for a day of prayer. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this came about with our president, David Myers, and another fellow CBMC guy as they were talking about what can we do to help businesses during this crisis. And with the foundation of CBMC on prayer, and they said, what can we do to organize a prayer day and beyond that, a prayer movement for the businesses in the U.S.?
I encourage you to visit their website to learn more, cbmc.com/day of prayer. Let's unite for businesses all across our state and pray for them on September 16 at the noon hour. God bless you, Larry.
Yeah, thank you, Karen.